This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I've lost count of the number of times I've had someone say to me, I'd never go to church. There are just too many hypocrites there. It leaves me wondering about this difficult topic of hypocrisy in the church. Are there really so many hypocrites? I love this story. Mark Twain once listened to a greedy, dishonest businessman rave on about his big plan, and this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to travel to the Middle East and read the Ten Commandments from the top of Mount Sinai. And Mark Twain, who was very good with words, very good on his feet, said, "Hey, I've got a better idea. Why don't you stay at home in Boston and keep them?" That's a very clever answer. As the Bible teacher John Ortberg wrote in one of his books called Unchristian, that in one survey he heard about that 85% of unchurched young adults believe Christians were hypocritical. And 47% of young adults inside the church say exactly the same thing. So it's not a good state of affairs, is it? And with so many people, I guess of all ages, thinking this way, what's happened? Where have we gone wrong? It's really interesting to look at for a moment at the background of this word hypocrite. And it comes from a Greek word associated with the theatre. Hypocrites were originally actors on the stage. They wore a mask to show which character they were playing, and the same actor could play several parts by just changing his or her mask. And a good actor could be so convincing that every member of the audience could completely forget that the actor is not the character that he or she portrays. And so as the years went on, the meaning hypocrite, it changed to refer to people who play a role. It didn't back then have the unfortunate connotation it has for us today. It was Napoleon who said, "I'm surrounded by priests who repeat incessantly that their kingdom is not of this world, and yet they lay hands on everything they can get." That's the sort of comment that you may have heard or read about. So for me, it seems unfair to say that the church is full of hypocrites, because I know a lot of people who've been faithful, true, and quite authentic, as we say, fair dinkum, in their Christian lives, and they're wonderful Christian people. What they say matches up to what they do, and there are many people like that in all churches. But even those of us who've been Christians for many years have experienced times when our guard was down and Satan, the devil, shot his darts, as it were, and we sinned. Sin is and was the result. So I think there's a difference here, and a big one that's important to say this, between a Christian struggling with sin and a hypocrite. There's a big difference. A Christian who struggles with sin comes to God and says, "Look, God, this is a weakness in my life. I do really need your help. I need the help of the Holy Spirit to deal with this issue." And that's being quite open and honest. And as we read the Bible, we see that God welcomes that prayer. And what does God do? He promises to come and to help. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, promises to come and help us in our weakness. But when you talk about the hypocrite doesn't really struggle to overcome his sin. What does he do? He just tries to hide it from everyone. And so he just continues on his merry way, going to church. That person might be there every Sunday, all dressed up, singing the hymns, the songs, doing whatever everyone else is doing, and saying the right words. But of course, what's happened? His heart is not in it. He says one thing and does another. So a hypocrite is someone who not only does not practice what he preaches, but a person who does the opposite of what he preaches. So there it is, a hypocrite. A parent holding a beer, for example, smoking a cigarette, and then tells his child, "I don't want you to drink or smoke," could be viewed as being a hypocrite by that child, and that's fair enough. Now, tomorrow, in Morning Devotions, I just want to take this a little bit further. Well, Lord, I pray for those who've lost their way in life. Lord, some of us have given up altogether. Some see no way out. Lord, don't let them stay there. Help them to look to you, a loving Father who says, "I'll show the way. Trust me." I pray you'll give them a sense of renewed hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.